One out of four Americans this year will experience a mental health disorder. Yet for all its prevalence, many people dealing with mental health crises still face stigma and shame. In the first installment of our series, Navigating the Path to Mental Health, we'll hear the stories of four people fighting the stigma.
My name is Gerard Dusa, but I'm also known as Jerry. Today I can say I'm having a pretty good day.
Jerry Dusa is a professional musician with a love of electronics. He entered college in 1976 studying electrical engineering when something hit him.
It's a pain. I don't know how to explain it, but it's this darkness, this gloom. You can't really get good thoughts in your head. Everything's negative. You're struggling. Well, I finally saw the doctor at the school. He gave me some medicine, and unfortunately, I had two plans to end my life. I told him one, and I had another, and the next day, kind of gruesome what I tried to do. I tried to electrocute myself, which is really horrible. And so, you know, I really wasn't in the right mind, you know. It's a miracle that I'm here.
Roll out recovery. We've got recovery on our mind.
You know, it takes time. You know, there's a lot of, it's really a challenge. I fall through the cracks even. But I think awareness is really important. That's why I say with stigma, people need to talk face to face and share their fears. What are they afraid of? You know, where does that come from? You know, it's a matter of not understanding. And a lot of people are struggling with mental health challenges that really would benefit from talking to people, making friends, you know. I'm still in recovery, and that's over 40 years now.
Jerry Dusa received a 2017 Trailblazer Award from the Summit County ADM Board for his outreach to others struggling with mental health issues and for serving the healthcare community. Cleveland rap artist Archie Green also uses music to get his message across.
Hit them nails back. For me, music is therapeutic. That's why I use it. Helps me break these nightmares down. That are lucid.
As an artist, it's our job to be authentic, to tell our truth.
Let's talk facts. My life was very dark.
That's part of the reason why I'm using hip hop as a vehicle to start the conversation. Realistically speaking, you can't be a black male in America without dealing with some form of depression.
Said that underneath these smiles and pictures of success is nothing but a beautiful mess. Now watch me peel them layers back.
The number of persons of color that I have lost personally, friends, family members, that I know if they knew the benefits of mental health, whether you're going to a therapist or being able to talk to anyone about what's going on, then that could save somebody's life. Depression is something that if you don't know how to protect yourself from it, it will kill you. This is a war. This is warfare. The type of work that I'm doing as a mental health advocate, other mental health advocates, we're supplying you with the tools, the artillery to fight against this monster that's called depression or anxiety or bipolar disorder. I'm gonna empower myself and empower the world with what I've learned, how I've learned to live with this condition, you know, because at the end of the day, we're all in this thing together, period.
Archie Green's Peel Them Layers Back project partners with Cleveland area mental health professionals to convene conversations about mental health and recovery.
Stigma is the degree to which the community they live in views them as broken or dangerous and therefore not wanting to give them a break.
Patrick Corrigan is a leader in stigma research.
So I should begin by saying I've written a book called Coming Out Proud, Stories and Essays of Solidarity, and the first story is mine.
He's also a psychology professor at the Illinois Institute of Technology and director of Honest, Open, Proud, a nationwide program that helps people with mental illness find ways to safely come out as mentally ill.
I am a person who's been diagnosed with serious mental illness, bipolar disorder, generalized anxiety, major depression. I've been hospitalized for it. I took my pills this morning. So coming out or advocacy is a personal thing, not just a research thing for me.
Corrigan's found that education is not the best way to reduce the stigma surrounding mental health issues.
I think a better way to understand what changes stigma is how over the last 50 years we've enjoyed great changes in the LGBTQ community. It's not because when my children got to school, they learned in health class that being gay was genetic. It's because by the time they got to health class, they knew they had two gay uncles and a gay minister, and people came out.
Andy says the more we interact with people who are out as mentally ill, the less stigma we'll have.
We have a woman here by the name of Nina Schubert. She's a freshman at Kent State. She must be like 19 years old. She's getting up there. She's 19 years old.
That's Governor John Kasich at this year's State of the State address, announcing his 2018 Courage Award.
She has struggled with mental illness and eating disorders throughout her lifetime.
I lost my father when I was 9, and so that was kind of the first major thing that caused mental illness in me.
At Kent State, she founded the Nightingale Project.
It's called the Nightingale Project because we work to make people feel loved and supported, and so that's the main goal, is that people don't feel scared to talk about their mental health. They don't feel scared to ask for help, that they know they're loved and they're safe.
She's an inspiring example of leadership at a young age on such a difficult issue.
Everyone's beautiful in their own way, and I think that's why I work so much with self-love, is because I've realized how much good has come out of it and how much happier I am since I chose loving myself over pleasing others.
Nina Schubert, Patrick Corrigan, Archie Green, Jerry Dusa, all of them had the courage to share their stories on the path to acceptance. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.